Atlanta Life Radio and East Move Entertainment presentation.
You are now in tune to Soulspirations, where we play inspirational music by inspirational artists for your soul. And now, here's your host, Mr. E. Smooth.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's Soulspiration. Good evening and welcome to tonight's Soulspirations radio show, where we play inspirational music by inspirational artists for your soul. I am your host, Mr. E. Smooth. Thank you for joining me. And I would like for you to participate into tonight's show by calling in at 347-324-5246. When prompted, press 1 and you'll be added to the on-air queue. And if you would like to, please go on Facebook and like us at Atlanta Life Radio and also on Twitter at ALR Radio. Now, if you want to get to tonight's show and you want to share it with a friend or you couldn't make the show, please wait for 30 minutes after the show ends. And you can go to the show, our programming list, and you can check us out and send the show to any of your friends from our webpage on www.atlantaliferadio.com. And we are also on iTunes, and you can go to the podcast there and just click on the podcast of any show that you would like to hear. Now, I would like to introduce to you my co-host for tonight's show, Miss Mel D. Good evening, Miss D.
Hey. How you doing, Mr. Smooth, E. Smooth?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing well. It's another full day here in the ATL. I'm real excited for another edition, another episode of Soulspirations. And tonight, you know, we're going to do a little something different. We're going to switch this role around here. And how about special guest for this evening is you, Mr. E. Smooth, our host. Yes, we're going to get up close and personal.
I'm glad to be on the Soulspirations radio show.
Yes, we want to get up close, and we want to get to meet our host, hear about you, learn a little bit more about you so our listeners know who they're tuning into to listen to each and every week. So... Are you ready?
I am more than ready. Thank you. Yes, I am. Let's get it.
Let's get it on, as they say. Well, I want to ask you, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, who is Mr. E. Smooth?
Mr. E. Smooth. Let me tell you, it all started in Willacoochee, Georgia. No, I'm playing. Mr. E. Smooth is a person who is kind. I'm a music lover. I've always loved music, no matter what kind of music it is. It could be rock and roll, jazz, hip hop, classical. Doesn't matter. I love it. But I'm one that draws a line of the music that I love. Very, you know, creative. My mind is always wandering in creative activity, learning how to do things, always wanting to know how things tick. You know, the type of person that you can call on, Mr. E. Smooth, is that person that no matter what time of day it is, you call him, he's there for you. You know, so I'm an all-around person. I'm God's gift, you know, and I'm always here to do for others. You know, I'll put others, you know, in place before I put myself in place, you know, and that's pretty much who I am. You know, I've always done that. And it's always been my point, you know, my love is to make sure other people are safe, you know?
All right. So, well, tell us, how did you come up with the name, Mr. E. Smooth?
Oh boy. That right there.
Now, I want to hear the whole story. I don't want to hear
I was just about to say, you got a minute?
Let's hear about this name.
It started off, it started off way back in, I'm going to say like 85, you know, when I first started DJing, I was with a group a rap group that we all created in high school, a couple of fellas we were at the school with, called the Deep Freeze Crew. What's up, y'all?
All right.
We started that off. I tried to be a rapper, you know, and I couldn't do that. But my thing was DJing. So, you know, I couldn't, there was a couple of names out there that I was trying to use, but I couldn't use, you know, because other people had them. So I just know that my name was Ed, so I just took the E, and I know that I am smooth.
All right now.
You know,
I put
those two together, and it was double OVE until I found out that there was another E Smooth out there, you know,
who is
a great, great house producer, house music producer. And I basically just took the U, just went ahead and made it UVE. And, you know, because I'm different, like I say, I'm creative, I'm different. A lot of people don't realize, you know, but I'm not from this planet. That's where E-Smooth came from.
All right. Okay, now you said you wanted to be a rapper, huh?
Yeah, I did. Back in the days, I did. That one was shut down quickly. That was shut down real quick.
Oh, my. Well, I tell you a little bit about, you know, Mel D, since, you know, you got the E Smooth, and I'm Mel D. I got to tell you, I'm originally from the Bronx, New York City.
Home
of hip hop. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you were from the Bronx. What? Up in the Bronx where the people are fresh?
I'm a B-girl. Doing that digits, 85. Let's
you know,
go
they
back
say the Bronx.
To,
They say the Bronx is where hip hop started.
It is where it started. I was a teenager. I was a beat girl. I was at all the block parties where all the rappers, you know, we instead of fights, you know, gang life was very prevalent. But instead of that, you know, a lot of the folks in the neighborhood, we would go to parties and we would be in the neighborhood park. And form a circle.
Mel D.
We would
did you
dance.
Have your shirt? Did you have your shirt on that say Mel D?
I had a shirt, Mel D. Little MD back then. Oh, yes. So, you know.
Did you have the Shell Toe Adidas on and the Kango?
You know that.
Those were the days, though. That was the days.
Yes. So I thought I'd share a little something. To add to your name. Interesting how we know people in the current vein in which we know them. And, you know, when we start talking about where we come from and kind of the root of who we are, you know, we kind of get surprised with each other, you know?
Yeah, so, that brings back the old school.
It really does. It really does. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about how you got into, you know, music and being a DJ. I mean, how was that journey?
I think I have to, I really have to thank my mom, you know, for, I got to say, Minister Lou Carroll Franklin. I got to thank her for, you know, my musical abilities, because my mom always made sure that we were, you know, when I was a kid, we had to be in choir rehearsal, you know, and, you know, when I was a kid, we would get up, my mother played the piano, she always played. You know, on the piano, we would stand around the piano, me, her, and my sister, and we'd sing, you know, old gospel tunes. My mother had Saturday mornings was my day, you know, or her days, actually. You know, she got us up, you know, while we were playing, you know, while we were sleeping on Saturday morning. She would get us up playing Al Green, you know, sometimes it was The Temptations, Smokey Robinson, and this was music that we had to clean up to, you know what I'm saying, Isley Brothers, and she made sure, you know, to tell us, get on up, you know, and get your work done, because, you know, your friends come around by the afternoon and your work ain't done, you ain't going nowhere. I know a lot of people out there that's listening to us know exactly how that is, but that was how music came about, you know, for me, because she always instilled good music to us. You know, my mother would sing. My mother used to, one time my mom, you know, it really impressed me and really got me into doing, you know, DJing and music because my mom was a radio DJ.
Oh, wow.
And she also sung a lot with Walter Hawkins and the family.
She did
a concert in Syracuse, New York, and Walter Hawkins, she opened up for Walter Hawkins and them. So, you know, that's where my musical roots really came from. There was never a time where there was not music playing in the house. And it was always, you know, on Sundays it was Aretha Franklin, James Cleveland, you know. On Saturdays, yeah, it was the old school classic R&B, you know.
All right.
Definitely great music, great music.
All right. So, you know, you come from a musical family then. That speaks bounds into, you know, who you are today because, you know, they say for most musicians, either they came from a musical family or at least their parents supported or they had a strong mentor who supported their musical, you know, beginning. So awesome. Well, I'm going to tell you, do you believe that you're living in your life purpose right now or that you're in the journey of your life purpose?
I believe that I'm in my journey. You know, I believe that God has me going in directions that I would have never thought to have been in. Now, when I say living in my journey, yes, I'm a DJ and I love music. But like I told you earlier, I also like creating. So I'm not only a DJ, but I'm a sound designer. I'm a voice actor. I'm a video editor. I am an audio editor. I can edit your music. I can mix your music. I can make your video look just like you would see, like it's supposed to. And I take my time to make it look better. You know, it's something that, you know, I truly believe that, yes, I am working in my purpose, but I'm still on that journey of, you know, because I always tell everybody, you know, my journey, you know, it's going to get to the point where when you'll hear my voice on one of Disney Pixar's films, you're going
all
to
right
hear,
now claim it.
You know, yes, and I've been claiming
it ever
since. You know, I am going to be on one of Disney Pixar's films. So, you know, I have a lot of sound design and voiceover work that I have done on my website, which is www.esmuve.com. And you can check out a lot of my voiceover work that I've done over there. It's tremendous, you know.
Awesome. Well, you know, for our listeners, when they hear that fabulous intro and our exit, you know, that is our very own Miss E. Smooth, okay, extraordinaire. So, you know, when we talk about, you know, life purpose and journey and, you know, as with the show and you're interviewing a lot of artists, it's going to be quite interesting to kind of hear how they feel about their journey in terms of, you know, living in their talent, natural talent of music, whatever genre it is in. What are some of the challenges that you believe many artists such as yourself face being in the music field?
In the music field, we have to face a lot of things like where you get people that, you know, you got to be better than the top person. You have to be better than the top person. And if your music isn't on that level or a little bit better, then you're nowhere. And we also run into, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
You know, interesting.
If you know the right person in the field, you can get to that point, you know, where your music will be on top, you know. And a lot of guys that I know that are in the music industry that does work, you know, they do great work. But if it's not what the industry likes or what folks out there in the world like, you know, then like there's no, it's not going to get played. There's a lot of good R&B music out there right now. Back in the days, you know, Joe's got a great new song out. Robin S got a great new song out. You know, and there's a great producer out there by the name of James Worthy. He's got great artists that he's working with, but no one listens to the music because it's not being played on the airwaves because it's not what you know. It's who you know.
Interesting. And, you know, when we start talking about, you know, the different genres of music, you know, we all know how prevalent rap is, but, you know, that's an art form, and it can be used by several different, you know, sectors within the music. Christian rap is evolving. What are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts on Christian rap?
I think that Christian rap is actually a great way of getting to our younger generation. Our younger generation follows what they hear. You know, they follow what they see. So if you have somebody that's talking about, you know, I'm out here and I'm doing this and I'm getting it this way and I'm getting it that way and I had this kind of car, blah, 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 you know, they're going to try to navigate towards that. But if you have someone out here saying, look, I'm out here getting it, but I'm out here getting it for the Lord. I'm out here getting it because God, this is my purpose. This is the purpose that God gave me to do this. Then they're going to navigate to that. And I feel that that's, you know, the Christian rap is great for the younger generation and the older generation, you know. But for the older generation, they don't like it because, you know, they figure it's secular. But you got to change with the times, you know.
Exactly.
These kids are growing at a rapid rate. You know, if you really look at it, kids are getting older than they are.
Some kids
are 15, and they act like they're 25 and 30, you know. But they're growing at a rapid rate. And if you can get them out here and you can definitely get a message to them, you know, from Christ through your art, and that right there, you're winning half of the battle right there. You're bringing souls to Christ.
Exactly. Oh, that's awesome. Because, you know, as I've listened to, because I get a lot of music coming my way, and I listen to, you know, some of the cuts that the young people are cutting right, you know, shooting right now. And I'm just going to tell you, I see young artists who have a lot of promise if they believe in themselves and stay true to their mission. The music will propel them to the next level. Do you believe that? That if they I truly
believe that. You got to stay. You can't change your ways because of something else that you think can propel you for a moment. I'm gonna put an example on it for back in the old school days, if you don't mind.
Okay, no problem. Go
KRS-One. Okay. Matter of fact, let me go deeper. Okay. Frankie Beverly and Maze.
All right,
they're
now.
They're still around. And the reason they're still around is because they stay true to their game. They stay true to their craft. You understand what I'm saying? Earth, Wind, and Fire, still touring. You know? And they have a stage that is out of this world because they stay true to what they believe in. And if you stay true to what you believe in and you put your trust in God, stay true to what you believe in, I can guarantee you not only will people be talking about you now, but 30 years from now, they'll be talking about you still because you'll still be doing exactly what you love to do.
Exactly. I can think back, you know, you mentioned Frankie Beverly. I mean, we can go down the list, you know, Stevie Wonder, people who stay true to their mission and really their fan base, they age with their fans. So while we were all in our 20s together, we're now all in our 50s and 60s together, and we're still jamming to the old tunes and the new tunes. So
still partying.
And, you know, I my mentors always said to me that a no means no right now. It doesn't mean no in the future.
Forever.
You got to keep focus. It just means no right now, and you have to understand why the no. Maybe it is that you need to work on something a little bit more, or maybe it's just timing, and you got to stay in the game. Right. You know, you and I know we're old enough to now know timing is very critical in your journey towards your life purpose. So
Yes.
This
yes,
is
that,
awesome.
Your timing. Timing is critical. You know, it's you know, everything is done in God's timing.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
if
yes.
God wants you to go ahead and flourish right now, then He's going to make it happen. But He
exactly.
can't put you out there when you're not prepared for it.
That's
you
right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Speak
you
it
can't
now.
Go, you can't go out and do a 40, you know, a 40,000. You know, a 40,000 stage with 40,000 people in your concert to watch you, and you only got two songs.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about doing the work. That's about doing the work. So talk about doing the work. You know, we know a lot of artists that are out here, and they're remember the one hit wonders. They had one hit.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I
because
mean, go ahead.
It's that money. You know, some people that they get the money. Some people
mm-hmm.
get the money and they just they're gone. You know, that's all
mm-hmm.
I need to do. I mean, and some
mm-hmm.
people just do it because, honestly, to tell you the truth, I've met some people who are one hit wonders, and that's all they wanted was just one hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and they
mm-hmm.
got it. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But you know, if you know you're. The thing is, you got to work hard. You got to stay in the studio. You got to stay like there's times where I have to, you know, say my wife will come to me and say, "Honey, you got to come to bed." You know, you've been and I'm up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, still editing, still listening. School when I was in school, you know, my thing was I got to make sure that my projects is better than everybody else's. That's how I graduated with a 3-4. You know,
all right, now.
I'm gonna continue to. So I make sure that my project, you know, it's all about what
mm-hmm.
you put into it. If you put more, if you put your life into your craft, then you're gonna have success. If you don't, you're only gonna have that one hit, and that's it.
That's right. That's right. Wow. So let's talk about now tonight. You know, we're going to do a condensed version of the show because here we're doing an up close and personal with you, and you're kind of sitting in the seat of your guest. So you see how they feel on the other side. But let's kind of dig a little deeper into, you know, what are some of the goals that you have for the show?
For Soulspirations, well, my goal for Soulspirations, the logo that the caption that we have, we play inspirational music by inspirational artists. I would love for more of our artists, and like I said, it's not just gospel music, but it's music with a message. I'd love for more of our artists' music to be showcased. You know, I'd love for more of our artists to speak, but because if we showcase a couple of songs from them, they can talk about the emotion and the love that they put into that song. Because just like we did last week with Warren, that song, Beauty,
awesome.
Beauty was so awesome. And he told us what inspired him to make that song, Beauty. You know, it was his wife. You know, the one person that makes him feel, you know, like he's sitting on top of the world, and that's his queen.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, so that I love to see the show go more towards, you know, showcasing the wonderful music that is out here, the inspirational music that is out here, and I would love for the artist to, you know, speak about the music that and how they created it and what brought them to creating such a song.
Exactly. Yeah, because I see the platform here as a platform for artists, for us to kind of get to know the man or the woman behind the music. You know, in a lot of shows, you know, they play the music and we know the artist, but we only have the image of the artist. I think I'm of the opinion that if we want to really inspire and change the world, we have to get behind the people behind the music. They're real people. That could be you. You know, there's a young sister, a young brother listening to these artists, looking up to these artists, celebrating the artists, and they have an opinion of them that's totally incorrect. And they emulate that image versus emulating who the real person is. So I'm also hoping, along with playing their music, that we can get behind the music and really get to know the artist. And another question I wanted to ask you before we kind of condense this interview here is what do you see in terms of the next 5 years? Where do you see music going? Because there's so many competing, people are not listening to traditional radio anymore. Even with our platform, we have our challenges. But what do you see in music in the next 5 years in terms of how people hear their music?
Really, to tell you the truth, I really see music going to more of an internet standard, you know. People are definitely going to start listening to radio on the internet, just like a lot of people don't watch too much TV. They watch TV on the internet, you know, because the way, you know, you're more free. You know, you can say what you want to say. You can do what you want to do on the internet. The FCC is not targeting what you say. They're not, you know, making sure that you do this or you do that. And that's why I feel like, you know, a lot of internet, a lot of music right now is definitely going towards the internet. A lot of radio is going towards the internet. And then on top of that, you can go back and listen to a show that you lost that or that you missed.
That's right.
Or, you know, there's been so many times that you know, I listen to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. And I love to listen to either Yolanda's take or, you know, they do, you know, their verses out of the Bible, and they give you a little teaching, you know. And there's been plenty of times I wish I could have went back and rewound what I just heard just so I could make sure I got it correctly, you know.
There you go.
And you can't do that with regular radio, but you still can do that with the internet.
Exactly.
Because you can back that joker up quickly.
That's right. That's the beauty of our show. I mean, our platform is wonderful. It's internet, and we're on iTunes. So if anyone misses
whatever show that you missed, if you missed There's Life After Layoff, you can go back and listen to that. If you missed the new show that's coming up, Up to You Magazine on Atlanta Life Radio, you can go back and listen to that. If you missed a Soulspiration show that you wanted to hear, you can go back to that. You can listen to all these shows, and that's why the internet is gonna really take over within, I say, the next 5 to 10 years. It's really gonna take taking over now, but
it's disrupting. It's disrupting the norm. And a lot of people, you know, they love the internet and they love listening to radio shows such as ours, but it's also, you know, still new to quite a few people. And in terms of, you know, people helping to, you know, offset the cost to do it, you know, it's a lot less expensive than regular airwaves, but still, you know, there are expenses involved with it. But we love the platform, and we're going to definitely maximize it and give artists who may not get opportunities to go on other radio shows to come to our radio show.
Exactly. And that's what happens. They get it. They don't get the opportunity to get on, you know, a regular radio station. And all they're trying to do is just get noticeability so they can, you know, be the next artist to get out there, you know?
Exactly. Now, you know, we chose the genre inspirational music so we can cross over gospel, rap, I mean, all the different genres of music. But last week for our premiere show, we had Warren Langford from the Warren Langford Project. And not only was his interview phenomenal, the music matched the interview. Or how about the interview matched the music, or vice versa? It works either way. But it was so good to really meet and understand the man behind that beautiful song. And the interview, you know, your conversation with him and the callers. That's another element of this show that I really like. The callers. What do you think about people being able to call in and not only speak to you but also speak to the artist? What's your feeling on that?
Because that's where the artist, and not only the artist but the show host, can find out exactly what what the callers want to hear, because I'm going to tell you now, if it wasn't for the callers or if it wasn't for the people listening to us, we wouldn't have no show.
There you go.
So we need to find out. I'm glad that they're calling in. Please, if you got friends that's listening to friends, mm-hmm. have them call in. You know, because
right.
when you call in, we can honestly find out exactly what you like, and that's what we're here for. We're here to cater to you, to make sure that you like what you're listening to. So
exactly,
definitely, yes. When the guests call in, that's perfect. You know, especially when they're talking to the artist, and that gives the artist the opportunity to say, okay, I know that they like this, so I know what the listeners is going to want to hear now.
Exactly.
So let me go ahead and do this one.
Exactly. They're getting immediate feedback from a fan or potential fan, you know? It's just
exactly.
awesome.
Right,
but more
right.
importantly, it's a platform to get their music played. It is
mm-hmm.
a platform for them to get their music played. So I know we've been talking, and, you know, I keep telling you when you're talking, the time goes so quickly. But what I think we should do, how about if we replay the song Beauty from last week's show? So for those
mm-hmm.
listeners that missed the show, they can actually hear this beautiful piece. And then when we come back, I got a few more questions for Mr. E. Smooth. So how about that?
That sounds like a plan to me, ladies and gentlemen. If you are listening, we are about to hear a wonderful song by my man, Mr. Warren Langford. The name of the song is Beauty, right here on Soulspirations Radio. Oh, yeah.
I tell you,
you just listen to the sounds of my man, Mr. Warren Langford. Make sure you pick up his CD. It's called When Love Flows. You can get it on CD, baby, and on iTunes. Mr. Warren Langford right here on the Soul Deep Radio Show. Mel D, how you feeling, baby?
I'm telling you, I'm missing my glass of wine because every time I hear that song, I talk about getting in the mood. That's in the mood to sit down and write your thesis. Ha ha.
Yeah,
that's
one of them. That's one of them finger pop songs. You know, back in the days, you used to think about
it. Yeah. I'm telling you, that is such an inspirational. And I can't wait to have Warren back. Or, you know, we'll talk to Warren. We're gonna play more from his CD collection because he has some wonderful music on the CD. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we definitely want to invite him back. Yeah.
Everybody, please just don't forget that, you know, you can get his CD also from off of, I believe it's on his webpage at www.thewarrenlangfordproject.com. So make sure you check out his CD. It is a beautiful CD. I mean, if you really like love music, and you know, this is definitely one for you know you need to have in your car, your CD changer if you're still playing CDs, your iTunes library. You need to have this CD. You need to have this.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, okay, I'm gonna actually at this point I got one more question for you, Mr. Eastmove. You know, I'm nosy.
Okay.
I'm nosy, Mel. And I pray for those that are listening, you're nosy too. They want to know a little bit more about you before I let you go this evening.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what's in the future for Miss Eve. What do you see in the next 5 years for yourself?
In the next 5 years, I see myself producing my own movie. I am actually looking at doing a film. I'm still writing, you know, the script on it, and I'm definitely looking to produce my own movie. You know, I know with God's help, because this is something that He has definitely put into my spirit. He poured this into my spirit about 3 years ago, and yes, it does. That's like we were talking earlier. It takes time, you know, but you have to be true to the craft. You know, and in the next four or five years, my film will be out. It's going to hit, and when it does hit, it's going to be all for the glory of God.
All for His glory. Love it. So, and, you know, those types of dreams are not just dreams. They can be real. And, I just love that you have a goal. You know, can you imagine just living today and not having goals? I can't imagine.
I can't either. I mean, what are you living for? You know, really. You know, there's nothing else out here. You know, there's nothing out here. I'm always going to go back and say this, but I truly, truly thank God for the mother that I have. Mm-hmm. You know, she has taught me, you know, how to be, you know, relying on how to just, you know, you don't do anything unless God approves it.
All right.
You can do all that you want to do, and you can say all that you want to say, but if God does not approve it, it's not going to work. You know, so you have to do all for Him. You know,
exactly.
And I love my mother, man. My mother is like, you know, my big inspiration. You know, she's like my number one fan. You know.
All right. If mama isn't, who is? I'd love it.
You feel me?
Yes.
My mama always told me years ago, she used to tell me, boy, you're missing your calling. You're missing your calling. You better be listening. You better be listening to the Lord now.
That's right.
There's so much that I really do want to do, you know.
Right.
I just, you know, it's hard because you try to fit everything into that one bag, you know, that you want to do. You know, there's so much that is built up inside of me. There's so much creativity that I would love to get out, you know, and it's all going to come out, but it's all going to take time. You got to work it. You got to work your plan. Plan your work, work your plan.
I love it. I love it. So that leads me to my final, question. Just kind of talk to our young people, because, you know, a lot of people are feeling kind of lost now. And if they aspire to do something in the arena of music, whether it's being a recording artist, a dancer, movie producer, music producer, you know, coming into the entertainment field, basically. And they don't feel like that's their passion. They know it, but they just don't feel like they'll see a pathway to it. What words of wisdom would you leave with them?
The first thing I would tell them is, you know, you get on your knees and you ask God, you know, what it is that you need to do. You know, you have all this creativity and all this pressure built up inside of you that you want to get out, but you don't know how to. Believe me, you know, ask God how and what you should do, because I'll tell anybody right now today, you know, if I was not one that listened to what God has spoken in my heart and in my spirit, I would not be where I am right now. I truly, truly believe that He is the answer. Don't follow everybody that you see. And like my mama always told me, mind your company. You know, mind the company you keep.
That's a good one.
You just honestly, children of the day, I know it's hard. It's really hard out here. You know, it's hard for us grown folk.
Yeah.
You know, but I know it's really hard out here for you to want to do something and want to do something that makes a statement. You know, and you just try to get out here, but it seems like it's so hard. Don't listen to what everybody is trying to tell you. Listen to what God is telling you. Listen to what your parents are telling you. You know, and if you can hear, if you listen to them, you will definitely be on the right path of where you want to be in life.
Wow.
So please just definitely, one thing if I have to say one thing to them, trust God. That's all I got to say.
Awesome.
Trust God.
You know, when you're speaking to others, you're speaking to yourself. So it speaks mounds to who you are, Mr. E. Smooth. Okay? And you've earned that name. Okay? Okay? You've earned that name. And, you know, as we both perfect our craft, you know, it's important to give back. And, you know, I always say we gotta, you know, as we move up, we gotta reach back and help someone else.
Reach back and, yes, you got to give it
there
back to someone. That's why when I got my degree, I told and I always say to anybody, this degree was not for me. It's for somebody else. I don't know who. I don't know when, but it is for someone else, because somebody else is going to look at me and say, "Man, you 47 years old. You got a degree in college. How did you do that?" Trust. I trusted and listened to God. I trust. You know, so this is not for me. I have all this information, all this knowledge inside of me to pass down to someone else. So if anybody comes up and asks me, "How did you do this? How did you do that?" Let me show you. Especially when the kids is coming up to me and saying, "Hey, man, when I do a party or something, they're like, how can I learn how to do Man, come on. Let me show you." And it warms my heart when kids want to learn how to do that. Because they want to learn how to do it the right way. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, our youth today, yes, it's about school, but it's also about not stifling their creativity. Because I believe that the art of the world is through our creativity and through our art. And, you know, although, you know, I did well in school, did the ABCs and everything else, I always had an affinity for the arts, whether it's any expression of art.
You know, my biggest disappointment was when they took art and music out of schools. And when they done that, you know, the school system really went down. That was kept us going. You know, we had, that was our outlet. our outlet was to either, you know, if we had some aggression pent up in us, we got it out through music. If we had aggression pent up in us, we had got it out when we were painting or when we draw. Do you know that there are so many young, beautiful, talented artists out here right now? And I'm talking people who can paint, young people who can paint, young people who can draw, animators. There are there's all kinds of creators out here, music creators, and all they need is that way to get it out of them. They need to get that aggression out of them. And that's the way they do it. You know, if I had the money, I'd buy somebody an NPC. Show me what you can do.
Oh, my.
Show me what you can do.
There are so many programs out here. So, you know, what we need to do is also uplift these programs that, you know, some of these young people can go to that's right here in Atlanta and even in other states, because, you know, we want to make sure we want to bring, you know, inspiring music. But for those that are aspiring to become an artist, you know, I think we can be a connector in that field also. Connect them into some, you know, because there are many artists here in Atlanta who are not giving back. I know that MC Light, she's not physically located here, but she's working with Steve Harvey, and now she has a scholarship fund. Yeah, so
that's wonderful, right there. That is wonderful, you know.
Right.
I know these kids were ready to get in school and wanting to go to school to hone in on their craft, you know.
Right.
But, you know, it's so hard for them to get there because funding.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Or mortgaging their future financially with all the loans that are out here, you know.
Child, listen, you're preaching to the choir.
Oh, my. Talking to my niece last week, and she was telling me how much she owes in student loans, and I went, don't worry about it right now. You know, you get a job, and just, you know, you got the degree, so let's just focus on the job, and you can repay the loans later. But I know that's one of those little sticky things that, you know, nobody wants to talk about. But President Obama has made some inroads, so hopefully, you know, we'll make it a little easier for folks to pay off the school loans. But, you know, time has flown.
I need
you know?
It.
Yeah. We'll make sure to pass it on to you. I tell you. Well, you know, I thought this show was going to be a 45-minute show. You know, we're just shy of 10 minutes of an hour. You see how fast this time flies? It just flies by.
This was. I'm like Warren. Now this was one of the greatest shows.
Yes.
You know, this is a really good show. I honestly didn't think that. You know, that people don't want to hear about me, but you know, I like talking about myself sometimes.
And you know, we're all nosy. I started off saying I'm nosy Mel D. I want to know who it is that I'm listening to each week. Who I'm co-hosting with. You know, and I'm listening, and you know, our board is lit up. So obviously, we got a lot of other people that are nosy too, because they want to learn about you. But more importantly, they love the show. They're very intrigued by the show, and I know that we're gonna have more and more listeners. We want everyone to kind of share the information. We have the show promoted on Atlanta Life Radio Facebook page and also Twitter. Mm-hmm. So spread the word. And
please, people, let everybody know that you can definitely go to our program page at AtlantaLifeRadio.com and click on the show, any show that you would like, and also check us out on iTunes as well. So please, people, just get us out there. We need to be out there.
That's right. We need to be the number one internet radio music show. How about that? Do you know?
You feel me?
Hey, we had an earlier conversation about this, so we're going to claim it, okay?
Amen.
So, Mr. E. Smooth, you were a wonderful guest this evening. I want to
thank you. You were such a wonderful host. You made me feel so comfortable.
Thank you. And remember, I'm Mel D from the Big B, Bronx, New York.
Mel D from the Bronx.
And on some future shows, I'll get into my B-girl stuff and kind of do some shout-outs. Okay.
Watch out, y'all. Watch out, y'all.
All right now. But at this time, I'm going to check on out. I'm going to turn the show back over to you so you can close this out.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mel B, for the wonderful show that you have put on this evening, you and Mr. Eastmove. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you all for showing us your love, supporting us, and please do not forget to check out my man, Warren Langford. His project is When Love Flows, and you can catch him on CD Baby and also get his CD off of iTunes. And you can check out his webpage at www.thewarrenlangfordproject.com. You can also hear his show previously from last week on our webpage, on our program page as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much. Mel D, please take us home so we can go on and get some fish.
All right, or a glass of wine.
There it is.
All right.
Everybody have a good evening. God bless you all. We love you, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to Soulspirations Radio, where we play inspirational music by inspirational artists for your soul. We'll see you next time. Soulspirations Radio is a creation of Atlanta Life Radio and Eastmove Entertainment, LLC.